Today's daf in Masechet Chulin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf pei. Now, I don't know what to do about the poor people who were unable to attend yesterday. I'm hoping that Dr. Berry had a chance to listen to the daf, but I have a feeling that he didn't. And if you missed yesterday, there's serious problems. So let me review. Therefore, some of the major issues that give an overall perspective for what is happening here. Because, in fact, Otoved Benon is the beginning of a series of prokim, as I mentioned to you at the beginning, which all begin with the same words, and which, even if those words aren't appropriate for a particular sugya, nonetheless, it comes to define all of those mishnayos. And one of the important things is to define precisely where that mitzvah would be nogea. So that's why we have this is a formula. The way that we started over here in Otoved Benon is a formula that we're going to follow in many of the prokim to come. So the idea of Ben Ba'aretz, Ben Ba'chutz La'aretz, Bifnei Abayit, Shelo Bifnei Abayit, Bechulin, Ubemugdashim, that is a standard formula. Now, that means that we first would like to establish where precisely the mitzvah is chal. Included in that, obviously, is the question of what species the mitzvah is chal on. Now, we're going to have a number of issues coming up where we need to establish what species the animal is before we're able to tell you whether it's chayev in particular mitzvahs. So those include Otoved Benon. Is Otoved Beno mommy and child? Is Otoved Beno daddy and child? So sometimes it's a question of what sex, not what species. Other times, we need to establish, let's say, for the matanot. We're going to have a perek, hazroa, v'lechayayin, v'akiva. That's a description of the matanot that are given from the zovchei hazevach to the kohanim. What kind of animals? Would that include animals that are hybrids? Would it include animals that are chayot and not behemot? Those are things that we're going to have to discuss. The same thing is true when it comes to kisui hadam. Kisui hadam, we know, is only chal on chayot among the mammals. And if that's the case, we need to establish whether a hybrid chaya behema is a chaya or is it a behema? Because then it's going to be a question, are we chayav in kisui hadam or not? We also need to establish, very importantly, the fundamental din about hybrids is, of course, kilayim. You're not allowed to breed animals to be kilayim. And so the question of determining what the species is going to tell you dinim that are very important. Can you mate them together? Can you hook them up together to a carriage, to pull a carriage, to pull a plow? You're not allowed to do this with crossbreeds, and therefore we need to establish what exactly is the din of a hybrid. Does it go according to the mother? Does it go according to the father? Is it essentially a new species for all intents and purposes? And therefore, we treat it as its own special species. It has to mate only with its own species. Does it matter whether daddy is species A and mommy is species B, or whether mommy is species A and daddy is species B? All of those are the questions that we started getting into yesterday, and at the beginning of the list of prokim that are going to be using this template about establishing where it's chal, before we get into anything else, the first thing that the Gemara does in Otoved Beno is to establish a fundamental question. When it comes to animals, are we interested in where it is that the male came from? Because basically, we never know who the daddy is unless we happen to be watching and we keep the animal in a particular pen and so on, so we could figure out which animal mated with it, which male mated with it, but we know who the mommy is. So the question is, what do we take into consideration? And that is called Chayshinan Lezera Ha'av. I hope Alon is with us. Chashina Lazera Ha'av, are we considerate of the sperm of the father, or do we just view the father as being, as we said yesterday, a Bernstein Bears father? He doesn't really count. He's only there for taking the kids to the zoo. So the question, therefore, actually, he doesn't take the kids to the zoo because the mucker for ignoring the father is the fact that it says bino, and that means the type of child that is going to be looking to daddy. And since daddy doesn't take the kids to the zoo, the kids don't even know who their daddy is in the case of daddy goat or daddy sheep. So it may be that bino is not karuch acharav, and that's actually the mocker for saying that daddy's not important. So yesterday, what we discovered was that there's a number of complex interrelated questions. So the most fundamental question is, do we have in any concern halachically for daddy? That's the question. Do we only look at the mother and therefore lo chashina lezeraha? The other question is, when it comes to a hybrid, whether the identification of the child, therefore, would, in the event that you do consider the Zera Ha'av, would the identification of the child depend on the relative sex of the parent, so that you would not be able to mate, let's say, a father Tayash, I'll use the English, a father goat with a mother sheep that have a child, or a mother, but we actually is more to the point because we have such animals called mules, is whether the father horse and mother donkey is the same as a mother horse and father donkey. So that was another question. Do we actually consider the relative father and mother or not? Then we have yet another question. Suppose we have an animal that indeed is partially one thing and partially another thing. And particularly if we have an animal which is partially a behemoth and partially a chaya, which is known as a koi. What is the din in terms of the mitzvahs that are only chal on shor v'aset? Shor v'aset does not include deers. So suppose one of the parents is a deer. What happens over there? Do we say, sev afilu miktzatze, that as long as there's some genes of the sev, that's included in shor v'aset? Or if something is a din on a tzvi v'ayal, so then let's say kisui hadam, is something that is partially a tzvi, does it require kisui hadam? Or is something that's partially a tzvi not considered to be a tzvi? All of those issues together are going to be kuveya the halachas that we are going to review today as Rav Papa sees it. So yesterday we saw that there's a machlokas between Reb Eliezer and Reb Yehuda as to whether they're both of them hold that there's a suffix if chashina lezera ha'av or not. But what they differ in is the question of whether we would say se afilu miktzaseh, or is it only a pure seh that the Torah is referring to when it says shor v'aseh? The same thing would be true about a tzvi. If the Torah says you have to cover the blood of a tzvi, is that even a miktzas tzvi, or is it only a complete tzvi? So it turned out that that was the machlokas between Reb Eliezer and Reb Yehuda that we spoke about yesterday. As we came out, it appears that we have three different shitas legabe the din of chashina lezera ha'av, because it turned out that we have on one hand actually two shitas that hold that it's a suffix whether chashina lezera ha'av, but we also have the shita that we had of otova et beno in the machlokes of Hanani and the Rabbanan, where over there there's clearly the Tanakama that said it's not noig ba'av. Now, if that means it's not noig ba'av, that means that that Tana knows that it's not noig ba'av, because otherwise we would have to say that it's noig ba'av mitzad ha-safik. So many Rishonim say that, in fact, is a different shita. There are those who say it means it's not noig ba'av in terms of the chi of Amalkas, but it is noig ba'av in terms of the Chumrah. And there are yet others who say that Osov Esbeno is an anomaly, Because by also veno, we have the special pasuk that says the word beno, which means beno koru chacharav, and we also have the fact that it uses the lashon zachar of the oto. So because of that, we have both the male and the female, which we wouldn't have in other cases, possibly. So that is where we were up to yesterday. I hope that gives just a sort of brief outline of the issues. And now we're going to take a look at how Rav Papa sums up the questions, binogeya, all of these different questions. So therefore, we got up to yesterday, Omer Rav Papa, the third line on Daf Pei Amud Aleph. And what I'm going to ask you to do for your own very, very special benefit is to bear with me when we do the Rashis today on Rav Papa, because there are things that are delicate. You need to be able to chazer them. It's only going to add another 3 minutes. So we'll take a look at the Rashis as well. So Omer Rav Papa, Hilkach, therefore, I want to summarize. We had questions about Kisui Hadam. Kisui Hadam, in order to be Chayav in Kisui Hadam, you need to be a Chaya. But if you're a hybrid, are you a Chaya? Do we care about the father? Well, that's one of the questions. And even if we do care about the father, then you'd only be a partial Chaya. Is a partial Chaya considered to be a Chaya? Do we say Tzvi, Vafilu Miktatz Tzvi, and we would have to do Kisui Hadam? That's one question. And the same issue would be Nogea Matanot. So where we're talking about the Zroa Lechayayim Vekeva, and you've got Barnea following you around, and you're going to have to fight him off if you want to keep the Zroa Lechayayim Vekeva. And therefore, it's very important to be able to equip your lawyer with a lot of discussions so that you can avoid a suit for the Zroa Lechayayim Vekeva. Because Zroa Lechayayim Vekeva is not chal on anything but the Zovchei HaZevach of Shor and Tseh, not of Tzvi. So if there's a Chaya, then you wouldn't have to give Barnea the Zroa Lechayayim Vekeva. Barnea, of course, is claiming, what do you mean? Of course this is a Tseh. After all, Daddy was a Tseh. Yes, but then Barnea would have to prove that we actually take into consideration Daddy and that he's important, which is called Chashin and Lizera Ha'av. We care about the male's sperm in reproduction of animals. That's the one question. He's going to have a hard time proving that, but he's going to bring you the sheet of the Chachomim against Hananya and stuff like that. And that's where we're going to have problems, and he's going to claim that Hananya is an absolute and that we do care about the Zerav. So then you come back with another claim. Well, Barnea, even if we are Chashina Lezerav, why would I have to give you the whole amount, since this is only a half set? Because you certainly admit that it's a partial Tzvi, because mommy was a Tzvi. So I'm not going to pay you the whole thing. The most I could pay you is half, even if you're right. But you're going to have to prove that half. So those are the questions that we had about the Matanot, the Zroa Lechayayim Vekeva, which is the name of a perek later on that starts with this template that we have here with Oto Vet Beno. Okay, so therefore, says Rav Papa, I'll tell you the only case that works out to be the machlokas between the Rabbanan and the Reb Eliezer would only work out in the case that daddy is a deer and mommy is a goat. Why? Because in that case, Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein l'Rab Eliezer. So as I said yesterday, said Rav Papa, remember that we proved that both according to Rabbanan and Rav Eliezer, it's not clear what the din is about the father's sperm. It's a suffix. B'savkelui choshishin l'zera av olo. So both of them are not sure about that. And they're arguing about whether we say seh, the miktsat seh. So according to Rabbanan, even a partial species is called part of that species. Reb Eliezer says it's not. So therefore, let us take a look in the Rashi now to continue on the fourth line from the top of the daf. So therefore, actually, let's do the third line. So therefore, le'inyan kisui hadam, diktoni ein shochatin. What was the case we had yesterday with kisui hadam? That you're not allowed to shecht a koi, which is a hybrid tzvi or tzviya. It's a hybrid between a chaya and a behema. And it could be either sex. Now, remember that yesterday we also proved in the Gemara that it doesn't even matter, and this is one of the big chidushim, it doesn't even matter whether the X chromosome is tzvi and the Y chromosome is the tayish, or vice versa. How did we prove that? Because the Gemara identified three issues that are actually tied to X and Y chromosomes. And the Gemara says that even though you can identify which was the father and which was the mother based on those actual sex-related issues, size of tail, size of ear, depth of voice, and so on, it doesn't matter because kilayim is just the name of the species, and it doesn't care about who the father is and who the mother is. That was a very important yesod. Nonetheless, it's going to matter to us because we're going to have to determine on the basis of Chashin Lazera Av what to do. So what happened was we had a koi, which was a hybrid, and we want to eat it on Yom Tov, and that would mean shechting it. But now the question is this koi a chaya, in which case you have to be mechased adam, because birds and chayot that are shechted, you need to cover up the blood. And you need to do that on Yom Tov. But because it's a mitzvah, you're actually supposed to do it on Yom Tov, even though normally you don't dig up the soil to cover it up on Yom Tov. Or is this hybrid not a chaya, and it's considered to be a behema, and then you'd be mechal yantif if you cover it up. So what we learned yesterday was you're not allowed to shecht it, because if you do shecht it, you won't be able to cover up its blood since you're not sure what it is. And therefore, if you did shecht it, you're still not going to be able to cover up the blood, so don't shecht it in the first place. So what was the case that that Mishnah referred to? Well, lo, and furthermore, let's just finish the sentence, ulingin matanot, and furthermore, lagabe, the question of whether you have to give the zroa l'chayayim v'keva or not, what would be the case? There's only one case. The case would have to be that the male is a tzvi, which is a chaya, and it mates with a female goat, a tayasha. So now, when it says there, ein shochatin, you're not allowed to do that shechita on Yom Tov, it's going according to the Rabbanan. And here's why it's usur. Because since the Rabbanan hold, maybe we're chashin lezera ha'av. And if we are, since the av is a tzvi, you would have to do kisui. Why? It's only partially tzvi. Yes, but the Rabbanan hold, tzvi vafilo mixas tzvi. So that any hybrid could be the full din of whatever species it has. So if it's a partial tzvi, if we are chayish for the zera of the father, then we would have to do kisui. But on the other hand, since we're not sure that the father's sperm makes the least bit of difference to us, maybe the din is that ein chayishin, and therefore you're pater mina kisui, because if we're not chayish for the father, we don't have any tzvi here at all, because the only tzvi part of this hybrid was daddy. Because you'll tell me, well, why can't we talk about the other case? Why can't we say daddy is a goat and the female is a deer? You can't say that. Well, you could say it, but you won't be able to say it according to the Rabbanan. Because since according to the Rabbanan, if mommy is a tzviya, that means for sure this is a partial tzvi, right? Because we always go according to mommy. The only question is whether daddy is important. So in this case, since mommy is definitely chayevet in a kisui adam, and even though it's only a partial tzvi, because only mommy is a deer, she is quite a deer, the din is that they hold of tzvi vafilu mixas tzvi. And then we would have to shecht, and we would have to do kisui according to Rabbanan. Now, Now, here's a little bit of a knetch, which is one of the reasons I wanted you to be able to hazard this. Of course, we could have made it work out according to Reb Eliezer. That we could have said is even in the other case where a tayesh, the goat, is daddy and the mommy is a deer. Because the Reb Eliezer, we could have made it work out that way. Because what's the question? Well, maybe we're chayshishin lezera ha'av, and therefore this would be what? Only a miktsas tzvi, right? Well, a miktsas tzvi, he doesn't hold his chayiv. So if it's a miktsas tzvi, then you don't do the kisoy on yontif. But on the other hand, maybe ein chayshishin lezera ha'av, and since mommy is a deer, in this case, it's a complete deer because we don't care about daddy and there's no goat here. There's only deer. And therefore, boy kisui. And therefore, on that side, you would need to cover the dam. And that explains why you're not allowed to shecht it because you don't know what to do. So why did Rav Papa say, asks Rashi, that it would only work out when actually daddy is the deer? Well, he only did that because Rav Papa nechalelu ukma ken rabbonan. Rav Papa wanted it to work out like the rabbonan because we usually try to make it work out according to the rabbi. But enochinami, he didn't mean there's no way to learn that Mishnah like Reb Eliezer. Of course there is, but it would be the opposite case. Now, what about the matanot? Well, Rav Papa is claiming that when it comes to the Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keiva, we'd only be able to talk about the case of a father who is a deer and a mother who is a goat. So, we saw yesterday the Machlokas, and according to Reb Eliezer, you give Barnea zero. Why? Because Shema Choshishin, in the event that this is actually a partial deer, then you only have a partial set. And if it's only a partial set, remember that Reb Eliezer doesn't hold se afilu miktsas set. According to Reb Eliezer, you've got to be a purebred in order to be considered that species. In which case, when the Torah says, Zovche hazevach hashor v'aseh, this is not one of those guys that has to give the Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keiva. And Kiva de Misafkalan, look, I'm not sure. Maybe I owe Barnea. Maybe I don't. But since this is talking about elements of finance, then the din is what? Hamotzi michaviro alav araya. So if Barnea wants his matanot, he's going to have to prove that actually chashinan, that lo chashinan lezera ha'av. Because if we are Chashina, we've only got a hybrid, and hybrids are not considered to be miktsas, is not considered to be chayiv. And therefore, we tell Barnea, look, we don't know. Hamotzi mechavero olav araya. And therefore, the Yisrael tells the Kohen, Aite Raya, you go prove to me that the father is irrelevant, and ein choshishin lezera ha'av, and that this is a real seh. And then I'll pay you. I'll give you the Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keiva in its entirety. According to the Rabbanan, however, you at least give half. Why? Because Memanavshach, if we're not Chayshishin Lezera Av, it's a complete set. And if it's a complete set, we have to give the Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keiva. If it's a partial set, it's still going to be chayev because according to the Rabbanan, sev afilu miktsas sev. And therefore, you're 50% chayev. So therefore, you have miktsas seyus of the father, of the mother, for sure. Everybody agrees that the mother is definitely at least 50% of the identity. And the Rabbanan hold that even a hybrid mixed identity is considered to be chayev. And therefore, shokel palga de seyus. So you get to take Barnea, that half, for sure. Now, if you want the other half, you're going to have to prove to me that the father is irrelevant. And you can't use your own family as proof. You have to prove it from the dinim of the animals, you see. And therefore, you're going to be hard-pressed to be able to prove that lo chashin lezera av, but I'm going to give you half, okay? The other half, idach palga, I say, bring me a raya de ein chershin, and that this is an entire seh, not just a miktsah seh, and then you don't get only miktsahs, the zroah l'chayayim v'kivah, you'll get the whole thing. But we could not make it work out with daddy being a goat and mommy being quite a deer. We can't make that work out. Why? Lekalukumi. Because if that would be the case, then the Rabbanan would be able to tell Barnea, you don't get anything. Because even if we do hold miktsah seh, who's to say there is a miktsah seh over here? It's only a miktsah seh if daddy, who is a goat, is going to produce that miktsah seh. But maybe we don't care about daddy. Maybe we only look at mommy. And if that would be the case, you get nothing. Because Dilma ein choshishin, in which case this is entirely a tzvi, because mommy is a deer. And therefore, amotzi mechaviro olav araya. So to establish the dinim that we had yesterday, that according to the Rabbanan, Barnea gets 50%, and according the rest is, bring me a raya that ain't choshi lezera'av. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you get nothing. That works out only in the case that I'm telling you. It does not work out if you switch it on us. So it has to be the case where daddy is the tzvi. Mommy is the goat. Okay, so that was those two issues out of the issues we've discussed so far. So let's see that in the Gemara now, just simply. Hilkach. As far as Kisui Adam and Matanos are concerned, says Rav Papa, the only possibility to make it work out, at least according to the Rabbanan, lo mashkachas ella, father being a deer, mother being a tayasha, we're over there. Since both Rabban and Reb Eliezer are not sure about whether Cheshi Lezera Averlon, and the argument is Se Afilu Miktsah Se, it works out as we just learned in Rashi. Now, let's talk about the third question. Oto ve'ed b'no. Well, oto ve'ed b'no. Now, that could work out whether daddy is a goat and mommy is a deer, or whether daddy is a deer and mommy is a goat. How would it work out in both of them? Let me spell it out for you, says Rav Papa. In the case where daddy is a goat and mommy is a deer, then the question of oto ved beno will never be mechayev you malchus. That's true, because I can't prove that you did an iser, and therefore I won't be able to give you Hatra'ah, you see. So it's only going to be nogea the iser, the isura. Because since the Rabbanan hold that maybe chashina lezera ha'av, and in the event that we are chashina lezera ha'av, so then we have a se vafilo miksa se, so then in this case, the kilayim, the koi, the hybrid itself, might be a part seh, since daddy is a seh, he's a goat, and a goat produces a seh. So since daddy is a goat, in the event that we do care about daddy, then we have got a chiev, because it would be a miktsah seh. So I better not check the father and the child, because in that case, I would be over on the question of oto ve'et b'no. And at least it's usher, but I can't give you malchus. Rebbe Eliezer holds, well, even if we do say chashina lezera ha'av, so I still say there's no problem, because it's only a half set, and a half set is not, according to me, included in the mitzvah. And therefore, set vafilu mitzvah set lo amrinan. So according to him, you can go ahead and check this no matter what. Because even if we are chashina lezera ha'av, and we sprinkled a little bit of goat in there with the father, that does not make this koi chayev in oto ved beno. So that would explain that machlokas. And that's in the side of the goat father. How about the father deer? And mommy is a goat. Oh, now there we get serious, because over there the machlokas would even be nogea whether we give the guy malchus or not. Because the Rabbanan hold that, look, even if we are chashinan lezera ha'av, so that in this case, oh my gosh, we sprinkled some deer in the middle of goat. So Maybe you're not Caleb Malkus. No, what do you mean? Even if it's just a partial goat, you're still going to be chayev. Who cares about the deer part? It's seva filu mixasa, and therefore we're going to give you malchus, malkinenle. Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, look, I understand that there may be some father here that messes the whole thing up because daddy is a deer, and deers, there's no din avoto vet beno. But you definitely have an iser, right? Because you definitely have a mommy that's there. So there's an iser, but I'm not sure that we give you malchus. Because in the event, according to me, in the event that we are actually dealing with a mixture over here because we do care about daddy, then we don't really have a full say here. So I can't give you malchus because I don't believe in partial says. I only believe in total says. So therefore, there's an iser, but there's no malchus. There is an iser. Why? Because, look, the only reason why we wouldn't say it's usser is because we worry that daddy has turned this into a deer. But maybe we don't care about daddy. Remember, we're worried about, are we chashin lezera av or not? So on the tzad, that ain chashin lezera av, then this is a 100% mommy's boy. And if it's a 100% mommy's boy, it's a total set. And then even I agree that, of course, it's usser and otov ad beno. And masha ein kein, we've got a possibility. We can't give you malchus, because if I give you a hatra'an, I say, don't do that, you're going to be chayev malchus. You'll say, wait, what are you talking about? This is not a total set. This is a koi. This is a hybrid. And we don't believe that hybrids are chayev, because maybe we actually do worry about daddy. Dilma chashina lezera ha'av. And this is only a partial says. I don't believe in partial says. I'm not partial to says. I'm only into full says. And therefore, I says that sev afilu mixa seh lo amrinon. We don't hold of this business of half says. And we can't give you malchus. So there, the machlokus would be legabe malchus, but it could be either way. It depends who daddy is and who mommy is. Now, that is basically a summary of the different issues that we were worried about yesterday. Now, all of this is about a discussion about a particular type of koi. And that particular description of a koi as being a hybrid of a chaya and a behema is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer. But there are other descriptions of koi, which this all of this discussion is irrelevant, because Rabbi Yehuda says a koi is not a hybrid. A koi is a completely different species, and actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there ain't no such thing as a hybrid chaya and behema, and goats and deers, however dear mommy is, she ain't going to get pregnant from Mr. Goat. And therefore, there is no such thing as a hybrid koi, according to Rav Yehuda. And what then is a koi? A koi, according to Rav Yehuda, is a different species, and we're not sure whether it's a chaya or a behema. The chachomi were not ichriu, and therefore we don't know whether we have to do kisui hadam, and that's why you can't shecht it. But nothing to do with any of this stuff of hybrids. So that's, according to Rav Yehuda, our entire discussion about the koi is moot. It depends if you're American or British, of course, whether it's moot, but we'll go with the U.S. Rav Nachman Amar, koi, you know what a koi is? Everybody knows there is an actual animal called a koi. It has a different name. Its name is the El Habar. The El Habar is a wild ram. So we're calling it an ayel, not an ayel, an ayel, an el, which is a type of behema. So the koi is an El Habar, and then we're going to see, according to that, according, which is going to show up at the end, we're going to prove it, that the koi, according to this, actually is a chayam. We don't have a suffix, and therefore the Mishnah is not going. The Mishnah, which says that it's a suffix, is a different Tana, as we're going to see. There's a machlokas Tanoim in a moment. But Reb Nachman says, we paske that the koi is actually a chayam. There's no question. You can check the Ranyantav, and you do Kisui Hadam. Kitanoi. And that all, Reb Nachman could never have gotten away with saying that because the Mishnah says it's a suffix. But, as we're going to see, it's really a machlokas. So it's a machlokas Tanoim, and the Mishnah is going according to a different Tana. I'll leave the Reb Nachman. So, Titanoi. Tanakama says in the Braita, the koi is the Elabar. Yeshomrim, it is a hybrid. It's Abba minatayish uminatzviya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, koi birya bifnei atzmahi. Velo yichriuba chachamim imin chaya imin beima. Which is the machlokas that we've just had between Rav Yehuda and Rav Eliezer. And it's basically includes Rav Yehuda over here as the Shita of Birya Bifnei Atzma. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, actually, it's a kind of behema. And I can prove it to you because Beit Dushai, you megadli me amadarim adarim. There was this ranch of the Dushai family, and they used to raise actual herds of kois. Of these kind of animals that we said over here, that you say you're not sure, but I'm telling you that if they used to raise them on a ranch, they can't be a chaya, because the whole point of a chaya is they do not raise herds. You might be able to enclose a prairie with deer on them, but you don't make them into herds like you do herds of goats where they're going to stick together. And there's another animal like that, of a wild variety, and that is that Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rav Hanuna. There are also the forest goat. So Hani Ize de Bala. So this is a type of goat that is wild. I'm telling you that these are goats. They're a subspecies, but they are kosher for the Mizbeach. They're like any other goat, and they are sure se the A's, like anything else, even though they're called the Bala, but that just means they're forest goats and nobody's tamed them. Why does he say this? Because Rav Hanuna holds with Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said, look in the Pusik, and you have precisely 10 animals in this Pusik, which is the full identification of all of the behemot and the chayot that are included in the list of kosher animals. And it says beferish in the Pusik. You can count them on your fingers. Zot ha-behema asher tochelu. Shor, se chisavim, se izim. Now those are all behemot. And ayol, tzvi, yachmur, Ako, Dishon, Ta'o, Vazomer. Those are the rest of them, seem to be the ones that are chayot. But I don't care, because does it say anywhere in this pasuk? Does it mention anything about Izi Dabala? No. So, if it doesn't mention Izi Dabala, so then obviously these are not listed. Hane, now they definitely are kosher because it says all the animals that have mafresas, parset, so on, and their gera, they are got all the simonim, and they're not included in the list of these chayot, so then they must be included in the izim. And if they're izim, then they are izim that are kosher for the mizbeach. So I say there's no question but that they are izim like any other izim. I don't understand, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov. How does the fact that they're not listed in this pasuk mean that they are kosher for the Mizbeach and that they're definitely included under A's? Remember that this pasuk is basically a list of pratim, which is followed by, in the very next pasuk, V'chol beima mafreset parasa malat gira ba beima. That's our favorite pasuk there, you know, the one about beima ba beima. And it comes immediately after the list of those 10 species, and I read that as Prat Uklal. Now, the famous din of Prat Uklal is that the klal is nasa mosif ala prat. And if it's mosif ala prat, it may add dozens of other species that are included in this idea without mentioning them in the pasuk. So what makes you think that these are definitely types of izin? Why don't we say, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that ayal, tzvi, and so on and so forth, those are all lists of pratim. So that's prat. And then at the end, the next pasuk says, kol beimama freset parsa, that is a klal. What's the rule of a prat and klal? Nasa klal musaf ala prat, in which case we may add dozens of other things, and there may be dozens of animals. Ika tuva, there's lots of animals that would be included in this. He made it again, right? I was looking at him the whole time. He disappeared in front of my eyes. I'm telling you, Houdini doesn't have a trick beyond him. Wow. I've yet to catch him. It's astounding. He's probably in cahoots with Barnea. Barnea tells me to take a drink. He knows I'm not looking at the screen for a moment. Uses that minute to run. So, you're an agent, Barnea, are you?
But Zoya Lachaim and Kevin, tongue in cheek. Go be coy.
Okay. So, in which case, how do you know that just because it's not listed in this pasuk, that it's not meant as one of the things that the klal at the end of the pasuk adds? No. You can't say that this is a prat uklal, because if it were a prat uklal, the Torah wouldn't have given you 10 examples of a prat. That's crazy. I mean, what would be the point? If it's a prat uklal, give me a one prat, and then tell me a klal, and then I'll figure it out. So, it can't be. Okay. So therefore, I still claim it is a regular goat, because it's not listed as a different species. But wait a minute. Do you know what an akko is? We don't know what an akko is. Maybe the akko is actually this goat, and it is listed. And if it would be listed, then the akko would be a type of chaya, because it's here listed in between the chayot. So maybe it's a type of chaya. Who knows? So why are you so sure? And Rav Acha bar Yehuda said to Rav Ashi, Rav Acha bar Yehuda, it could be it was Rav Acha bar Yehuda, not Rav Acha bar Yehuda said to Rav Ashi, but one of them said to Rav Ashi, look, it might be a type of toe, or it might be a type of Zomer. So we're going to see. We don't know what these are either, but we're going to see the difference between, I mean, why is it that they're ready to say it's a type of Tau or Zemer, and Rav Acha bar Yehuda said it's a type of Akko. But that's because we're going to see that Rav Acha bar Yehuda has got a different identification of the Tau. And because that he couldn't answer, he couldn't say that. I could tell you one thing, is a Meimar actually used to eat the chalef of those Izeh Debala, which meant that he was absolutely sure that they were chayot and the chalef is mutter. So that proves that he held halacha l'maisa. Obviously, that means that he's b'chayev them in kisei adam. It means that he holds that you don't take the zroa l'chayayim v'keiva from them. He holds that there's no din of osov esbeno. All of that follows once you determine that these kind of izeh debala are chayot and not behemot. Bo'minei abba b'reda rebinyom b'archia mirevuna b'archia. He wanted to know, he didn't hear all of this discussion, or he wanted to know halacha l'maisa. So he was asking, Hani izi debala, can you bring those type of goats on the Mizbeach or not? Well, Marley, look, at kam lo pligi Rabbi Yosef Rabbonan, Ela bishar habar. Now, this is the question that I mentioned earlier and hinted to, that in fact, it's possible that we would be able to identify the akko. And there was a difference whether the question is that something is dafka, a kind of akko, or maybe it could be a toe or zamer. And the reason for that difference is because of what it is that we'll see now. So, ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanan, ela b'shor habar. There was not only a wild goat, which is the Izeh Dibala, there was also the wild ox. And that shor habar, there was a machlokas Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbanan about whether it's called a behemah or whether it's called a chaya. But there is a good reason for that. That we'll see the Mishnah in Kelayim, which says the shor habar is a type of behema, according to the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's actually a type of chaya. This is all the famous questions people confuse with the bison or the American, what they call the buffalo. That this, they call this a buffalo, but it's not the American buffalo, even according to those shitas. Okay, there's like a whole discussion of this in the Gra. Anyway, in any event, whatever it is, the Rabbanan say, take a look at the Targum Unclus. What's the Targum Unclus? The Targum Unclus is the Tur Bala. The Tur Bala is Tur Bala. Same thing as Ize Bala. Bala means forest. Tur means ox. And therefore, if it's a Tur Bala, so they're calling it the forest ox. Well, why call it an ox? That is a hint that it is a min behema. So that would mean, therefore, that the combination Tur Bala is the fact that the Targum Unclus calls it a Tur. It's not just that people call it a Tur. That means that there is a Kabbalah that this is a type of ox, because that was the Kabbalah that Unclus wrote down. So clearly it must be a min behema. Masha Inken Rabbi Yossi says, well, it's listed in the middle of the list of chayot. This is the Tav. The Targum Unclus of the Tav is the Tur Bala, which is why this is nogea the question of whether we were misupik about whether that it would be included as the Tau. If you hold that this is the Tur Bala, then we're not going to include this as one of the sphakas of the A's. So anyway, what he was saying was, if you're talking about the Tur Bala, that's why there's a machlokas, because in the Targum Unclus. But Izeh Dibala, there, that doesn't show up anywhere. I say that everybody agrees that that is a type of A's, because they're not listed here at all among the chayot. And where would they be anything but an A's that's listed in the beginning of the pasuk as the behemot, not the chayot? But again, you don't know what an akko is. So maybe this is an akko. Maybe it's actually a kind of akko, and therefore would be listed in the pasuk. Or Malay Ravina Luravashi, forget about the akko. If you don't know about the tau having been identified as the Tur Bala, maybe it's a type of tau, or maybe it's a type of zomer. I don't know. So if that would be the case, so then even though the Targum called it a Tur Bala, maybe it's really this Izeh Dibala. I don't know. Or maybe the Izeh Dibala is a type of Bala thing. So you have the Tur Bala, the Izeh Dibala, and they're all basically would be included in it. So how do you know? And in fact, Omar Le Rav Chanan Ravashi, that Amemar actually held that it was a 100% Chaya, and he would even eat the actual chalev. So he had no suffix at all. And he would eat the chalev of it. Whew! Wow. Okay, now, it's kind of late, but fortunately, Barnea is going to rub his genie right out of that, and we're going to get the next amud done in the next 10 minutes, which you'll think is a miracle, and you'll soon see it happening right in front of your eyes. The next piece of the Mishnah goes through the various possibilities, right? So it goes through 12 possibilities based on different places, different things, Kodesh or Chulin, different orders, correct? Okay, so we've got three groups of four apiece, and we go through it all. Omer Rav Hoshaya, one thing I could tell you, this Mishnah is not possible according to Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Because, remember, Rabbi Shimon Shita is, and this is a very important Gab, take out that magic wand, Gab, that Shchita She'ena Ru'uya, and then you put it into brackets, the next word, love, end brackets, Shmei Shchita. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you can't eat what you shechted, it is not called a Shchita at all. If you hold by Rabbi Shimon, this Mishnah is kaput. Let me show you a number of examples of how the Mishnah cannot possibly work like Rabbi Shimon. Look, let's take the case of Kachim Bachutz. So we talk about the Otov et Bino. They're both Kachim, and they're both Shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And it says in the Mishnah that the first one is Chayiv Kares because it was a kosher carbon Shechted Bachutz, and that's a Chayiv Kares. Now, that part is true, even according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the Shechit is not kosher, because that's Gzerat HaKatuv. The Torah says Beferish. If it's Shechted outside, it's Chayiv Kares. Shen Rabbi Shimon did not argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, but that's not a kosher shechita, a shechita shein ru'uya. He accepted the gezerat HaKatuv. So when it came to that point, fine. So I understand the first one is Chayiv Kares. But then it goes on to say that both of them are posel and both of them are Chayiv Malkas Arboyim. So the first one is Chayiv Kares because it was a kosher behema, but the second one is not Chayiv Kares because anyway it would be Mechusar Zman because you cannot shecht Oto Ved Beno B'yom Echad, and since you shechted the first one, the second one is going to be Mechayiv you Malkas Arboyim, excuse me. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's not a shechita, the first one that you shechted, you didn't shecht it. You shot it through the head. And the Torah only says, Lo shishchatu b'yom echad. This was a shechita she'ena ru'uya. And that means that the second one was still a perfectly kosher animal. It was not mechutzar zman because you never shechted its mother. And therefore, it's mitkabel bifnim. So the second one should also be chayiv. And it says over here, you're potter. And the second one is not otov et beno. And it says over here, it is otov. Get out of here. It can't possibly be Rabbi Shimon. Now let's take another case. How about the case of chulin bifnim? So here we're talking about both the mother and the child are chulin. They're inside of the azara, and it's a problem of chulin shenishkata ba'azara. And the Mishnah says both of them are pasul because of chulin shenishkata. And the second one is chayiv malkas because he was over on oto bet beno. But excuse me, according to Rabbi Shimon, the first one was never shechted. Because when you shechted it, yes, there is a din of chulin shenishkata ba'azara. That's part of the gzeras hakazon. But it's not called a shechita ru'uya, and therefore you might as well have shot it through the head. So in which case, kama miktal katle. The first one was just shot through the head. So why is the second one going to be chayev for otoved beno? If you never shechted mommy, there's no iser in shechting child. So forget it. You would not be chayev according to Rabbi Shimon. Next, I'll bring another raya. Kachim bifnim. The Mishnah says if you shechted otoved beno in the Beit HaMikdash, the first one is kosher and it's butter because it's perfectly all right. But the second one is pasul and it also is going to be mechayev you malkus arboim. Now, it doesn't make any sense. What is wrong with the second one? According to Rabbi Shimon, sir shechita sheinu ruya lav shma shechita, the first one was never shechted. Now, this is a complete departure. Why was the first one ever shechted? It was completely kosher. Because when you shecht kachim, you can't eat what you shechted until you do the zrika. And therefore, the shechita at the time that you did the shechita, is it a kosher shechita? No. I can't eat it. And according to Rabbi Shimon, a shechita that you can't eat is not called shechita. So therefore, by definition, any kachim will not be the shechita that's going to answer the child to be shechted on the same day. So since Shamina Leila Rabbi Shimon the Yomer Shchita Shenu Yalav Shmar Shchita, so then always Shchita of Kachim is always going to be a Shchita Shenu Ruya. Because until you did the Zrika, Kokama de lo Zarek Adam, lo Mishtere Basar. So then if you didn't check the first one, why am I chayev for Otoved Beno for checking the second one? So therefore, this is also not going like Rabbi Shimon. I understand. What, I need Rav Oshaya to teach me something. Do you have any kids in kindergarten? Ask them. They'll tell you. This is so simple, a two-year-old could tell you this. Obviously, if you hold Shchita Sheni Ruya Lav Shma Shchita, then you see the first second you look at the Mishnah. Oh, this Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Shimon. Heck, when the kids came back with their paintings for the day in kindergarten, they would have told you that. Why do I need Rav Oshaya to tell me this? Oh, now wait a minute. It's true that most of what I told you, your kids would have told you. But how about the part that Kachim is never considered to be a Shechita Ruya, huh? They wouldn't have thought of that. They would have figured, obviously any kid would have thought, well, if Shechita's Kachim, I mean, the fact that the Shechita doesn't allow you to eat it doesn't mean it's not a Shechita Ruya. I mean, after all, if you really had shot the animal through the head and then you did the Zrika Sadan, would it be kosher? No. It's only because you did the Shechita. So you see from the fact that after you do the Zrika, that it is kosher, the Shechita was a 100% kosher Shechita. That's what your kid would have thought. And I'm telling you something that he never would have told you in kindergarten. Because Salka Daita Chamina, Shechita's Kachim, of course it's a Shechita Ruya, the proof of the pudding is, the Ha'inach Harvest Zarek, if he did Nechira, let's say he did shoot it, and then he was Zarek the Dom. That wouldn't have helped. The Basar would not have been mutter. But if he shechted it, it would have been mutter. So obviously it was the Shechita that ended up being matter you to eat the meat. And that is called Shechita Ruya. That's what he would have thought. Comes along me, Rav Oshaya, and I tell you, no, that's not true. Kamash Malan, if the Shechita at the time that you do the Shechita is not matter be'achila, it is not called the Shechita Ruya according to Rabbi Shimon. Now the question is, how come we don't mention another lav? There's another lav involved here, which you conveniently ignored in this Mishnah. Why didn't we talk about the lav of Mechusar Zman? This because if you hold it is an Isser of Otoved Beno, then that means you're not allowed today. So it's like the same Isser of an animal that wasn't Shivas Yomi Ptachas Imai. That's called Mechusar Zman. This animal, you have to wait till tomorrow before you're allowed to shecht it. So it's Mechusar Zman. And we have a braita that teaches us that minayin lekol hapisulim shebishor v'sebisteh shehu belo yeratzeh. How do we know that anything that is posa is included in the overall posik that teaches us that if you've got a shor v'seh of any kind, that you are going to be over on lo yeratzeh. So it says lo yeratzeh, which means don't bring it, because it will be not be kosher. So shor v'seh, sarua, v'kalut, nidavata aseoto. But leneder, lo yeratzeh. Why isn't that part of what the Braita said, that anything that's possible is lo yeratzeh? Talmud lomar v'shor v'seh sarua v'kalut lo yeratzeh, and that lo yeratzeh is talking about shor v'seh. Well, obviously it's a shor v'seh. We're talking about behemoths for karbanas. All you should have said was sarua v'kalut lo takrivu. If you repeat shor v'seh, what you're saying is that any iser of a shor v'seh on the mizbeach lo yeratzen, you'll be over on trying to bring it. And there the Gemara teaches us in Temura that there's a separate iser of even being magdashit. It's also to be magdashit, and it's also to shecht it. It's a different iser. Bal takdishu, bal tishchatu, bal tisrakdam, bal taktiru kulo, bal taktiru miktsoso. Each one of those acts will be also. And you prevent, we didn't mention that. We've got a whole new deal here, and you said you're only going to give him Malchus because of Otoved Beno. But here it says, call up Sulimir over on an Isser called Lo Yeratzeh. Melchus's man is Lo Yeratzeh. That means that this guy is Chayev, not Malchus Arboim, which is what you said. He's actually Malchus Shmonim because he's got two completely different Isurim. Ah, yeah, that's true. But we're only interested in teaching you here about Otoved Beno. We're not talking about alien Lavim. Lavim Duchroi. We're not talking about other things like Lo Yeratzeh. Well, we're going to question that tomorrow, okay? But, unless you want to go for broke, but I told you we'll be finished, you know. As far as I'm concerned, we finished. And you guys want to learn more? Then it's on your tab, not mine. Okay. So let's finish this piece. But that's not true. What do you mean you never list other things? You did list other things. You actually listed the question of Kachim Bachutz, because the Mishnah said that both of them, in the case where you have Kachim Bachutz, the first one is Chayiv Karas, but at the end you say both the first one and the second one are going to get Malchus Arbayim. Now, wait a minute. The second one is going to get Malchus Arboim because of Otoved Beno. Why is the first one going to get Malchus? That's because he's Shechted Kachim Bachutz. But I thought you said we don't talk about other Malchus. We only talk about our favorite topic of Otoved Beno in this Otoved Beno Perek. Don't bring me in Lave Nuchroi, and you're bringing in Lave Nuchroi. I'd explain that. So Bishlam Asheni, understand the second one, yes, that fits. He's getting our favorite Malchus, Otove Ed Beno. But the Rishon, what's he getting Malchus for? Only because of Shrutechot. So you see that the Mishnah lists Lave Nuchroi. Yeah. If you don't have a Lav of Otove Ed Beno, so then we fill the gap, you know? So we're going to fill the gap with even these alien lavim, like Shrutechot. But if you've got a good old Otoved Beno in this Otoved Beno Perek, we're not going to mess things up by bringing in other things. We're going to talk to you about the Otoved Beno. So, Lamrot, the extra Malchus of the Isser of Lo Yeratzu, that din of the Lo Yeratzer, we don't talk about because we do have a favorite Otoved Beno to use. Rabbi Zeira has a very interesting answer to this question. Rabbi Zeira says that the one Isser that is not going to be included in that pasuk of Shor Vaseh Lo Yeratzeh is the Mechusar Zman. Why is that? Well, says Rabbi Zeira, Hanachla Mechusar Zman, because the Torah views Mechusar Zman as being an aseh. Now, there's different Pirushim over here. Rashi learns Nitko La'aseh means literally. Nitko La'aseh, it's a Lav HaNitak La'aseh, which Tosfos bitterly contests. So Rashi says the pshat is that since it says in the pasuk, here's how he learns the Gemara. My time, since the Torah said B'yom HaShmini V'hala Yeratzeh. Okay, that is a mitzvah saseh. And it says, only B'yom HaShmini, then it is Yeratzeh. But before Yom HaShmini, it's not Yeratzeh. So in other words, we have over here a mitzvah to make it a korban at the correct time. And that would be implying at the wrong time, you can't. But that would only be a lava b'mechlal aseh, which is an aseh. Okay, so according to Tosfos, it's simply, it's not truly a lava hanitek aseh. What the Gemara is saying, because a lav anitik laseh is a lav where the Torah gives an aseh to fix what you did. So Tosfos says you can't fix what you did by saying that it's a lav. What it means is hakosuv nitko. It disconnected it from the simple meaning of lo yeratzeh by giving you instead the aseh, which is bring it at its right time, which implies that the isser of not bringing it at its right time is the violation of the mitzvah to bring it at the right time. But that's an aseh. And a lav that is a yotze michlal aseh It's only Mikhlal Aseh is only an Aseh. And that is the simple meaning of the Pasuk. That's how Tosfos learns it. And I believe that that is the way we should learn it.